A new survey shows a lot of cheating going on at the nation's colleges. Conducted by the Center for Academic Integrity, the survey results showed that 80% of the college students who were questioned admitted to plagiarizing at least once. It's unclear whether the level of such cheating in Maine is any more or less frequent than elsewhere, but concerned faculty members at the University of Maine's Orono campus are turning to the internet for help. Other Maine colleges are taking a different approach. Keith McKean reports.
The amount of plagiarism became an epidemic, and this is why this tool is badly needed.
Professor Andrei Strukov is logging on to an internet site called TurnItIn.com. He says it's a highly sophisticated software program for detecting plagiarism. Strukov is the Instructional Technologies Development Specialist at the university's Faculty Development Center. The center recently obtained a license to use the internet-based website. He says most faculty want to spend their time evaluating work, not chasing down cheaters.
I heard from faculty members that I work with, and of course they say we don't have time resources. It's impossible to find 2-3 hours for every paper to get the guy, to nail down the perpetrator.
So Strukov has introduced a new resource to burdened instructors. The tool, as Strukov calls it, enables the teacher to upload suspicious papers, and within minutes, the program issues a color-coded response on the computer screen. Red indicates the entire report was stolen from another source. Orange, yellow, green, and blue indicate smaller portions of the paper were plagiarized. Strukov demonstrates with the results of a student paper that was recently tested.
And you can see that it's not plagiarized. It's not red, orange, yellow, green, or blue. Blue is the lowest. It's 20 words or less match. So basically, it's clean.
But if this paper were not clean, the software would show the teacher exactly where the plagiarized passages came from.
If the paper is compiled from different sources, a paragraph from here, a paragraph from there, it will have direct links to, you will see two texts on two sides. One is the original and another is the paper that was submitted.
Students may also have access to the site. All accounts are private and are paid for by the university. But cyber detection of stolen written material is controversial. A student at McGill University in Montreal refused to submit an essay for website screening, alleging that it's unethical and possibly illegal. There are already different opinions about the practice on the Orono campus. Freshman Jen Turcott believes it'll become an important deterrent to cheating.
I think that if they knew that there was something out there that could detect it a lot easier, then they would definitely not do it because they don't want to risk getting kicked out of the university.
But student body president Cortland Hepler, a senior, doubts that plagiarism on the Orono campus is enough of a problem to warrant the investment in special software. And Hepler fears it could have unintended consequences.
If it's a significant amount that warrants some type of a consequence, I think that a professor would be able to see that in a paper. We all use the same words and carry some of the same thoughts and thought processes and lines of thought. And sometimes it's not purposeful. It's not at all. It just comes out that way.
Maine's leading private liberal arts colleges are taking a different approach to the issue. Dr. Michael Hanrahan is Instruction Coordinator at Information and Library Services at Bates. He says rather than opting for an after-the-fact detection, Bates, Bowden, and Colby have cooperated on the development of a website with an instruction program to familiarize students about plagiarism. Hanrahan says programs like TurnItIn.com, where a student's work is added to a database, seem out of place in higher education.
Generally, universities and colleges have the privilege of solving problems from the perspective of learning. And I think the detection service sort of shifts our emphasis and shifts ultimately our concerns. In a sense, students are relinquishing their sort of intellectual property rights to the work that they're doing in a class.
The three schools are sponsoring a faculty seminar at Bowdoin on Friday, March 5th, called Engaging Plagiarism, Theory and Practice. The event's focus will be on what are considered real and imagined problems of plagiarism. For Maine Public Radio, I'm Keith McKean.